As we continue on this Friday, and it's a beautiful Friday, great day for golf, and a lot of people are out there enjoying themselves very much. Boy, in Michigan, we are lucky, 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 are we not? We are. We are very lucky to have all the great golf available to us. We're also lucky to have the great WJR Director of Community Affairs and News available to us as well, Marie Osborne. Federal counterterrorism investigators say a Macomb County man is behind bars accused of possessing a rifle with its serial number removed, that's a no-no, and with a chilling message etched into it. WJR's Marie Osborne joins us with the details. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. So according to this newly unsealed federal complaint, 20-year-old Izarelli Maycock of Macomb Township wrote, "There is no God" on the stock of this rifle. The same phrase that Ethan Crumley said in a video recorded the night before killing four students in 2021. Crumley, of course, is serving a life prison for that. Investigators say the rifle was recovered last month after a tip that Maycock was making threatening statements on YouTube. Court documents say that the comments linked to his address praised other mass shooters, including the Christchurch gunman who killed 51 people in 2019. Maycock has been in court. He was in federal court on Thursday. He answered just yes and no to the routine questions. A judge ordered him held without bond until at least next week, and that's when prosecutors are expected to argue that he should remain in jail. He's charged with possessing a firearm and an obliterated serial number. His court-appointed attorney not commenting on the case for now. And, Paul, the case comes amid a surge in threat-related prosecutions nationwide. I was surprised by this number. More than 850 since 2013, with the last year marking a record high. For now, federal investigators say the case is active, and they are continuing to go through Maycock's online activities.
Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. And, you know, people are going to be very upset with me, those who believe in freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in our right to bear arms. I mean, I believe in all those things. But not when there is... oh, I can't say stupid or stupidity, so bozo-like people involved, I guess. And with all due respect, I liked Bozo. He was a great guy. Anyway, I believe in freedom of speech, but I think we have to draw the line and say freedom of speech is one thing. Freedom of hate is another. And we all should be against hate. And somebody who embraces known murderers is embracing hate. And there's no place on our earth for those people. Now, I know you're not going to accept what I might have considered the ultimate crime and punishment, but don't dare try to tell me that he has a freedom of speech by writing "there is no God" on the stock of his rifle and then finding in his home or wherever homage to all these murderers and think, well, he's exercising his right to free speech. No, he's exercising hate. And the only way we're going to get rid of hate is to get rid of the haters. I don't know what else to say.
You are right about that, that I'm sure that that's probably, I don't know, but perhaps an avenue of defense for his attorney, I suppose. But it appears they've got a lot of evidence here.
He's got a reference to the guy that you mentioned earlier in Christchurch, New Zealand, who killed 51 people and injured dozens more in 2019. Live streamed on the internet. I mean, when you get somebody who is celebrating that kind of hatred, you know they don't belong here. Why should we walk around being worried about when they explode?
Yes. Yeah. I will say there is one good part of this story.
Oh, my gosh. I'm all ears like King Charles.
No. Well, that somebody turned this person in. They saw those statements on YouTube. They knew that it wasn't right, and they reported that.
Good for them.
This was due to a tip. So
I didn't know that. Yeah, so here we are. We've said it till we're blue in the face. If you see something, say something. And then we added later, years later, but now always say it. If you see something, say something, do something. And people are starting to do that. Have you noticed, Marie?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thank God for that.
Yeah, because there is a link between people making statements like this. Maybe not all people will act upon their statements like this, these hate statements. But that, you know, there's always that one time. So kudos to whoever this was that, you know, turned this in and made a report on this.
And kudos to Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald, who prosecuted the Crumbly case, for example, and mentioned that these guys all follow, now it seems, a well-known pattern. Quote, in almost every mass shooting, infamy has been shown to be a motive, she said in an emailed release. Quote, while we have not been briefed on this incident, the defendant's reference to the Oxford shooter follows a well-known pattern. Future shooters research and revere prior shooters. In the interest of public safety, we encourage media outlets and the general public to adhere to the no notoriety and don't name them protocols to help prevent future shootings. I've been not using the names of these slugs for as long as I can remember. And I will not give them the name attention that they so long to have, the infamy that they're trying to gain. They should be flushed out of our system and forgotten about forever. Period. Anyway, anything else going on, Riri?
No, but happy Father's Day weekend. I hope you celebrate all weekend long.
Thank you. Thank you. And to John, your fine husband, I wish him a happy Father's Day as well. And for that matter, again, to all the dads listening and all the people who are lucky enough to still have their dad, and you and I, Marie, do not.
Yeah.
But hopefully we did remember to tell them often that we loved them and thanked them for everything they did for us. So for those of you who still have the chance and may not have done this, take it from Marie and me. There's no time like the present, because you have no idea how much QTR, quality time remaining, they have or that you have. Anything else, Riri?
Nope. Let's just celebrate the memories of those that are not here, and we can celebrate that too.
Absolutely well put. Marie Osborne, we continue on WJR 129.